Okay, welcome to the Mashiach Mystery Series. We're starting a new series this evening about Avodas Hashem in Yemais HaMashiach, about serving Hashem in the days of Mashiach. So today's topic is going to be about the study of Torah in the times of Mashiach. So we know that a very important component in the life of a Jew is studying Torah. Learning Torah is very important. We say every in davening every morning, v'salmul Torah keneged kulam, that the study of Torah is equivalent to all the other mitzvahs. So obviously, when Mashiach will come, and we'll be able to fulfill all of Torah and mitzvahs in general properly, so obviously the study of Torah will obviously take a central role in Avodas Hashem in Yemais HaMashiach. Now, especially, the Rambam says, is that when Mashiach will come, he says that Lo yiyah eisek kol ha'olam kulei ela l'odasas Hashem v'levad. He says that the whole preoccupation of the entire earth will just be to know Hashem. And in fact, he says that's actually why, says that the Chachamim and the Nevi'im, the reason why they look forward to Yemais HaMashiach was because then they'll have the opportunity, then we will have the opportunity to devote our lives completely to Limud Torah, studying Torah. So obviously, we see, it's clear that the study of Torah is a very central part of life, will be a central part of life in Yemais HaMashiach. But what I want to focus on tonight is what exactly are we going to be learning when Mashiach comes. Now you might tell me, well, we're just going to be learning Torah, just like we learn Torah now, it's the same Torah. Torah was given once at Har Sinai, it was given at Mount Sinai, as it says, Matan Torah was only once, it's not going to be again. So obviously we'll learn the same Torah. But as we know, in Torah there's many levels of Torah, there's many facets of Torah, many dimensions. So, in generally speaking, there's Nigla the Torah and Pnimis the Torah. There's the revealed part of Torah, like the halachic part of Torah, the laws of the Torah, which is pretty much included in Gemara and the Talmud, in Shulchan Aruch, the code of Jewish law, and all the other halachic codifiers. And then there's Pnimis the Torah, then there's the inner dimension of Torah. So, what's going to be our main focus when Mashiach comes? So let's go back a step and talk about, what do we accomplish when we study Torah? So of course, when we study Torah, we're fulfilling a mitzvah, we're fulfilling Hashem's commandment, we're doing what Hashem wants, and just like any other mitzvah, in fact, a great mitzvah, and we connect with Hashem in a very great way. But as we'll see in Exodus, when we learn Torah, when we study Torah, we're not just doing a mitzvah, but in fact, we're actually affecting the world. We're actually affecting the world around us. And in general, this is the concept that Chassidus talks about of Avodas HaBirurim. What's Avodas HaBirurim? Abirurim means to literally to refine or to elevate. So when we do Torah and mitzvahs, we elevate the world. We make it more godly. So, what we're going to see over here in Tanya and Geras HaKodesh over here in Simcha Vav is that there's a difference between the effect that we have when we learn Torah nowadays, before the times of Mashiach, and the effect of Torah after Mashiach comes. Okay, so we'll see the Tanya over here inside. It's the Geras HaKodesh Simcha Vav. The 26th chapter of the fourth part of Tanya, Geras HaKodesh. And over there, the Alter Rebbe is talking about a very peculiar statement in the Zohar, in the section of the Zohar known as Raya Mehemna, where it seems to imply that the study of Nigla de Torah, the study of the revealed part of Torah about what is considered pure, impure, or permissible, or forbidden, that is all what is called Ilana de Toivara, the tree of good and evil, which in Kabbalah refers to Klipa, Klipas Noiga, right? The level of Klipa that shines, meaning the level of Klipa that could be elevated, but it's still Klipa, it's still like that force which, so to say, conceals godliness. So the question is, how could we say that Torah is Klipa? How could we say Torah is Ilana de Toivara, as the tree of good and evil? It seems to imply that only Pnimiyas HaTorah, only the inner dimension of the Torah, like Kabbalah, is Ilana de Chaye, is the tree of life, is actually Kedusha, is holy. But it seems to say that the Nigla of the Torah, the Halachas of Torah, are they're not holy. So how could we say such a thing? How could we say that? So he explains that, in fact, Nigla de Torah, the Halachas of Torah, the laws of Torah, are not Klipa, God forbid. They're not Klipa, they're holy, there's Kedusha. In the terminology of Kabbalah, it's Malchus da'atzilos. We say Malchus peh Torah shebal peh korinan la. We say in Pasach Eliyahu, in the section of the Zohar that we say in before Mincha, on Erev Shabbos, that Malchus, the attribute of Malchus, we call it Torah, this is like the oral Torah. In other words, the concept of Malchus is the concept of concept of kingship, is we say in Melech Balayam, the concept of the king. There can't be a king without a nation. In other words, it's the level of godliness where Hashem lowers himself down, so to say, to reveal himself to the lower worlds. And that's the concept of Torah Shebal Peh, where Hashem is revealing his wisdom to us. So why is it that we say that Torah Shebal Peh is called Ilana de Tevera? So what Talmud Rebbe explains over here is because the purpose of halacha, purpose of the laws of Torah, is to elevate everything that exists in the world. In other words, what does the Torah talk about? What is all the halachas of Torah? What do they talk about? What are these laws talking about? They're all talking about things of this world, talking about things that people do, things that people say, all different objects in the world. And the Torah, basically, what is the Torah doing? The Torah is telling us, what is the halacha? What is the law regarding all those different things? What's the halacha? What should be done with everything that's in the world? What should be said? What shouldn't be said? What is true? What is false? What is pure? What is impure? What is permissible? What is forbidden? So in other words, this is what's called, the Torah is mislabish. The Torah, so to say, invests itself, it enclosed in physical things. And so since the physical things, they receive their chayas from Klipa, so that's why we say that the Torah is mislabish in Klipa, but the Torah is enclosed in Klipa. So the purpose, he says over here like this. So he says, what's the purpose of learning Torah? So we start over here, the third line. He says, in Zman HaGolos, says Va'oz, the fifth line, Iku avodas ha'adam, the main service of a man, ve'iku esek ha'torah v'hamitzvahs, the main purpose, the main accomplishment through studying Torah and doing mitzvahs, hu levarer ha'nitzutzahs, it's to elevate, it's to refine, so to say, the sparks of godliness that are in the physical world. K'noda meha arizal, as is known from the Arizal Rabbi Yitzchak Luria. L'chein iku inin ha'limud, therefore, the main way that we study now, it's through delving into the halacha, into the law. Be'isur v'heter, regarding that which is forbidden and that which is permissible. Tum avatara, that which is impure and that which is pure. Levarer hamutu v'hatoyer mehaseh v'hatama. What we're doing over here when we're studying Torah is we're separating. We're refining, so to say, that which is permissible, that which is pure, from that which is forbidden, that which is impure. Through delving into the halacha, with our minds. In other words, what is Torah doing? We're studying halacha. What is halacha explaining? Halacha is dealing with every, so to say, every possible situation that might exist, and it's telling us what is permissible and what is forbidden, what is pure and what is impure. So, in other words, the world in and of itself, since it's, so to say, since it derives from klipa. Since it's a klipa that conceals the godliness in the world, so when you just look at the world, you don't see the truth. You don't see what is pure, what is impure, what is permissible, what is forbidden. That's because the world receives its light through klipa. There's this veil over godliness. The purpose of studying Torah is to reveal in the world the truth. The godly truth of the world, which is which things are permissible, which things are forbidden. And that's what we call birurim. In other words, birurim also means, so to say, to clarify, to make clear, to reveal the ultimate truth of the world. What is true, what is pure, what is permissible and what is forbidden, what is impure. So that's what we're accomplishing when we're studying Torah now, doing Golos. What we're accomplishing is, what does it mean that we're elevating the world, we're being mevarer, we're revealing, so to say, we're revealing the godliness, the truth of everything that exists in the world. So that's one concept of birurim. And he's saying that's the main reason why we study halacha. So aside from, obviously, we study halacha because we need to know what to do. We need to know. Halacha tells us what is right action, right? What is not right action, right? What are we supposed to do? But it's deeper than that. So you might say, okay, so we should only study those parts of the Torah which have practical relevance. But we see that that our sages, they put a tremendous emphasis on studying Torah. And studying Torah in general, and even things which are completely irrelevant. Most of the Talmud, most of the Gemara, most of the Halachas don't have practical application today. A lot of them are cases that never happen, stories that never happen, and it's telling us the laws of all these different possible things that might happen. And a lot of the laws don't even apply today, so why are we studying all these things? The answer is because that just the study of Torah itself, the fact that we're studying about every possible situation, every possible thing that exists in the world, and we're discovering what is permissible and what is forbidden, what is pure and what is impure, that itself is elevating the world. That itself is revealing the godliness in the world. So that's the first step in birurim that the study of halacha accomplishes. But then there's another concept of birurim that the Alter Rebbe talks about over here. There's a concept of birurim in the Torah itself. So let's move to the period over here. It says, "V'hamaskil yavin inyan pela gadol mizeh." The understanding person will understand that there's something even more wondrous which is happening when a person studies Torah. Manase b'shamayim imal al yidei iyun ubirur halacha psuka. What happens in the heavens above when a person understands clearly and he clarifies a halacha min hagemara u'peiskim rishonim b'achrayim? You clarify a halacha that's in the Gemara, in the Talmud, and in the earlier and later halacha codifiers, rishonim b'achrayim. Ma shahaya behelim davar koidim ha'iyun halaz. That which was hidden before you delved into it. It was one of our jobs when we study Torah. Anyone who studies Gemara knows that it's complicated, right? It's complicated. Very complicated. Just to get clear what exactly the halacha is in a given situation, a lot of times it takes a lot of effort, right? Exactly. It takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of mental precision to clarify what exactly the halacha is. So why is that? So he explains over here the reason why this is because since the Torah, since the halacha came into this world, and this is a world of klipa, so the klipa of this world also, it conceals the halacha itself. It conceals the Torah. So What you're actually doing when you clarify a halacha, you study that piece of Gemara and you figure out exactly what the halacha is clear, and you figure out from all the poskim and the Shulchan Aruch exactly what the halacha is. What you're doing is you're making a birur in the halacha itself. You're clarifying what that halacha is. You're taking that halacha out of the klipa. That's what he's saying. From the klipa, from the concealment that's concealing over the truth, this godly truth, which is the halacha. So that's what's happening when you study a halacha. When you learn a shtickel gemara, when you learn a piece of gemara, and you figure out the halacha, what's happening over here, you are revealing godliness that was previously hidden. That's what the Alter Rebbe is saying here. K'al yedei zeh. When you're ma'ayin in halacha, when you clarify halacha, al yedei zeh ma'ayla halacha zu me'a klipas. You elevate this halacha out of the klipas. Shehoyu ma'limu mu'machansim ha'isa. They were concealing the halacha. Shalei ha'isa yedu aklal. The halacha was not known at all. Shalei ha'isa mu'venes heitav b'taim, or wasn't understood properly with its reason. In other words, there's two things that you do. One thing is that you could clarify what exactly the halacha is. Or sometimes it's clear what the halacha is, but the reason is not clear. The reason is also a part of the godliness of that halacha. He says, what is the reason? Shahatamu suid hasvira chachmila. What is the reason? This is Hashem's chachma, the supernal chachma. Shenachnu mimena nitzutzim b'klipas. B'shvira sakelam. There was sparks of the godly wisdom that fell into the klipa. Vehei nesham b'vchinas galos. And the sparks of the godly wisdom, they're so to say in exile, which means the klipa, the concealment, the tiding over the godly wisdom, that in the higher and lower worlds, the godly wisdom is not revealed, is not clear. It's not clear with that. In other words, the reason of a halacha is not clear, it's not just, oh, I don't get it, right? It's just we don't understand it, and okay, so just, you know, we just have to think about it till we understand, or come up or figure out what the reason is. It's actually, there's a spiritual thing going on over here. The klipa, the concealment, is covering over that halacha. And when you put your mind to it and you figure out and you clarify what the reason of that halacha is, what you do is you're revealing that godly wisdom. And he goes on to explain over here that it's only people down here that have the ability to accomplish this, that have the ability to clarify a halacha, and he explains that's also the importance of being mechadish chidushei Torah, of coming up with new Torah insight. What does it mean to come up with a new insight? It means to clarify a halacha that wasn't clear before. And it says every single person, he says over here, that actually has this ability to elevate the sparks. So the point is that the reason why our main focus now is in halacha is because the main purpose now of studying Torah, or the main accomplishment, I should say, is to elevate the sparks of Kedusha that are hidden in Klipa, in this world. So the Torah is hidden, right? And so to say, the physical world, so to say, is also concealing godliness. And when you learn Torah, you're revealing the godliness in Torah, and you're revealing the godliness in the world. That's what Birurim means. But all of that is only temporary. Eventually, we're going to be finished that. That's our job in Golos. Our job in Golos is Avodas HaBirurim, to elevate the world, to reveal godliness in the world through studying Torah and also through doing mitzvahs. But what happens when we finish that? So are we going to stop learning Torah? Are we going to stop doing mitzvahs? God forbid. Torah and mitzvahs will have a purpose also when Mashiach comes. So let's move down to the next period over here. He says, Avol B'tzeis HaShchina, next page. Avol B'tzeis HaShchina miKlipas Noiga, Me'a Klipas. Once the Shechina leaves Klipas Noiga, leaves the Klipas, Acher sheyushlam birur hanitzutzes, after we finish elevating the sparks, ve'yufra hara me'a toiv, and we separate the evil from the good, v'yispardu gobayle avin, all dues of evil, they sort of say, they're scattered, v'lei sholte ilana de toiv vara, and the tree of good and evil will no longer have any power, any dominion, meaning the klipa will have no power anymore. But once we take the good out of the klipa, then when we study Torah and we do mitzvahs, the accomplishment will not be to be mevayir birurim, won't be to elevate the world, kiim liyached yichudim elyoinim yoser. It will be what's called liyached yichudim. What is the concept of liyached yichudim? Literally, it means to unify unifications. So the Alter Rebbe adds in a couple words which explain a little bit what this means. Lahamshech oiris elyoinim yoser mehatzilus, which is a kosov harizal, to draw down higher light from atzilus, or other places says from higher than atzilus, higher than the world of atzilus, world of emanation. Well, the concept of a yichud is that is so you could have, so to say, you could have a person, just to explain the difference between birurim and yichudim. So birurim is, you could have someone that's totally in the dark, right? They're not even aware of the truth of Torah at all. So what does it mean to be mevar birurim? Is to elevate that person and let that person know, so to say, about the truth of the Torah. So what did you do? You took him out of the dark and you brought him into the light. Now, even after the person is aware of the truth of Torah, but it could be his understanding of Torah is very limited. His understanding of godliness is very limited. The truth of Hashem. So, L'yachid Yehudim, the idea is to elevate the person in the world to a higher level. The higher level. It's not now. In other words, Golos is about fixing problems. That's what Golos is about. Golos is about fixing problems. A time of, there's problems, the world conceals godliness, right? So we have to study Torah, we have to do mitzvahs, and that's how we rectify the world, we fix the world. When Mashiach will come, the Shechina will have left the klipa, meaning the world is perfected. We elevated all the sparks. We separated them. But even after that, it says there's many different levels of godly revelation. So we're still only on a very basic level, even when Mashiach comes. So what's going to be after that? He says to each higher levels, l'hamshach oiris l'yenim, chayu hamshaches, meaning higher revelations of godliness. So it's like Golas, it's so to say, we're so to say trying to take schlep people off the street and bring them into shul, so to say, right? Now once they got into shul, so what are they doing in shul? Okay, it could be what level of kavana are they having in their davening, or what level is their understanding of Torah? So once they're already in shuls, they could grow in, from level to level. So that's similar to Yemaisa Mashiach. That's Liyachid Yehuda. Means to reach a higher level of godliness. And how do we accomplish this? Says, V'hakoy l'idei p'nimiyas ha-Torah. So the way you accomplish this is through the p'nimiyas of the Torah. Yeah, through p'nimiyas ha-Torah. Through the inner dimension of Torah. So in other words, like this, during the time of Golos, so then the main focus is Nigla de Torah, the revealed parts of Torah, the halacha of Torah, because what's our job? Our job is Levar Birurim, to elevate the sparks. And how do you do that? Through the dimension of Torah that speaks about the physical world. But once the world is already elevated, so we don't need to talk about all the physical mundane things in the world and elevate those things, because they're elevated already. So now the whole purpose of learning Torah is now just to reach a higher level. So how do we accomplish that? Through the primus of Torah, right? Through the inner dimension of Torah. In other words, we reach a much deeper level of Torah. It's not just the basic level of Torah that's, so to say, that's guiding the world and guiding us how to be godly. It's a deeper level of Torah. It's the primus of Torah. He says, "Ki shoyrish hamitzvahs hu lamayla ba'in tzei baruch hu." Right, the root of mitzvahs, into the highest level of the infinite God. In other words, there is no end to the understanding that we're able to have in Torah. And therefore, he says, after the parentheses, "V'lachein yagam ikur esek haTorah gamkin b'pnimis hamitzvahs v'tamei manestorim." Therefore, our main Esek HaTorah will be in the premius of the mitzvahs. It was the deep word, the dimension, the godly aspect of it. Okay. Now, he mentions over here, but at the end of the day, you might ask, but seemingly we still have to learn Nigla de Torah. We still have to learn the halachas of Torah. Why do we have to learn the halachas of Torah? Because at the end of the day, we still have to know practically in this world what to do. So, seemingly, we'll still have to learn Nigla. So he says like this: "Aval haNigla yisiyu gluyim v'yaduim l'chol ish Yisrael." However, the revealed parts of Torah will be revealed and known to every single person. B'yadia b'tchila, through learning it first. B'li shikcha, we won't forget it. So first of all, he says we won't forget it. You learn it once, and you won't forget it. Second of all, The ein tzorach lasuk bohem. Says we won't need to delve into it. Nowadays, so since we're still in galus, so therefore we have to spend a lot of effort in studying the halacha of Torah to figure out the halacha.
Repetition.
Yeah. Right, and we have to chazard. You have to review what you study in order not to forget. Right, so both things, both the study itself takes a lot of involvement, and the review in order not to forget it. When Mashiach comes, both of those things will become obsolete. So he says forgetfulness. He says over here. He says, where does forgetfulness come from? He says forgetfulness comes from klipa, so we won't forget it. Second of all, he says we won't need to delve into it because the whole point of figuring everything out is only because he said it's not clear and you have to be mevarer the Torah. You have to elevate it, and because it's the klipa, so to say, is concealing the halacha and it's not clear, and therefore you have to study Torah in order to clarify the halacha. But when Mashiach will come, the halacha will be clear. It will be clear. It'll just be obvious. And then he says, skipping down that line beginning, Vituma Vagam Efshu Vikariv Hadavar, he says it's very possible. Sheyedu mi primius hatorah kol gufi hatorah niglas. It's possible that from the primius, from the deeper dimension of Torah, we will learn all of the body of Torah, the revealed parts of Torah, the halachas of Torah. K'may Avraham Avinu Olav HaSholem. What was an example? For example, the patriarch Avraham. So the Alter Rebbe concludes that it's possible that we won't even need to study Nigla at all. So first the Alter Rebbe says, well, we won't forget it. You just learn it once, and it's clear, right? You don't need to be Mevar Birurim, right? You just need to know it in order to know practically what to do. Then he says it's possible you won't even need to learn Nigla to know what to do. Because at the end of the day, the inner dimension of Torah, it's the inner dimension of the external. It's one Torah, right? It's one Torah. There's two parts. There's the external part of Torah, the halachas of Torah. And then there's the inner dimension of those halachas. So when Mashiach will come, we'll study the inner dimension, and automatically, he says, we'll know what the halacha is. And that's how he knew the halachas. He studied the inner dimension of Torah. He understood, so to say, the godly inner dimension of Torah. And that's how he knew the practical aspect of Torah. So that's how we're going to study Torah when Mashiach comes. So basically, what the Alter Rebbe comes out from this whole thing, Tanya over here, Geras HaKodesh, Simon Chavav, chapter 26, the Alter Rebbe is saying that the difference between the way we learn Torah now in Golos and Mashiach, it's different both in what we're accomplishing and in practically what we're learning. So nowadays, what we're accomplishing is we're being mevaru birurim. We're elevating the world. We're elevating we're revealing the godliness of the Torah, which is hidden, and therefore we have to learn nigla. We have to learn the halachas, the laws of Torah, which speak about the physical world, and which are, so to say, not clear. And we have to elevate the world, and we have to clarify the halacha. When Mashiach will come, that will be finished, and therefore the whole purpose in Mashiach of studying Torah and doing mitzvahs will just to be reached. Will just be in order to reach a higher level of godliness, and therefore we'll study the inner dimension of Torah, the primius haTorah, and nigla. So he says, well, we won't either. He says we won't need to learn it because we won't forget it. Well, we won't. So we won't need to chazer. We won't need to review because we'll remember everything, and possibly we'll know the whole thing from primius haTorah. Now, however, it is interesting. So over here we have another two points over here, both regarding learning nigla and not forgetting. So there's a maimon in Shabbos Parshas Noyach Tavshin Memches at the end of 1987, where the Rebbe spoke about how it says Mashiach will teach everybody Torah. So he says that Mashiach will teach everybody the inner dimension of Torah. However, says the Rebbe, the gam lingda of the Torah. The truth is that Mashiach will also teach also the revealed part of Torah. So the Alter Rebbe is saying over here that we won't need to learn Nigla, right? But the Rebbe is saying that at the end of the day, Mashiach will also teach Nigla, the revealed parts of Torah. And he says, "Va'afshem b'vur b'kama m'kaymais." Even though it says in many places, "She'ikir achidush do Mashiach yia gili primis haTorah," it says that the main, what's going to be unique about Mashiach's teaching Torah will be the revelation of primis haTorah. "Shezeu habiu b'mashakosuv she Mashiach ilamid gamis moishav ha'avis," which that's why Mashiach will teach also Moshe Rabbeinu in the Aves, which is seemingly unnecessary. Afshem lomdu hakol, they learned everything. Because makim tzarich loy Mashiach oz gam niglu the Torah. Says we have to say that when Mashiach will come, we will still study niglu the Torah. It's still a part of Torah, and we will still study niglu when Mashiach comes. Says Elisha limud lo yisamakid bebir ha'alachis atzma. Says, however, the main thing will not be to explain the halachis themselves. Shiyu bruis v'yaduis. Right? As we mentioned before, that the halachis themselves will be clear. Rather, what will be learned, ba'oimek taimeh ha'alachis v'apilpul b'hem. We'll study what is the depth, the reasons of the halachis. Alimud yeba'ifin shal gagdul teirah v'yadir. We'll learn Torah in such a way that you make the Torah greater. To expound the Torah and receive reward. In other words, won't be to, so to say, figure out just the basic halacha, but will be to expound on the Torah and explain it in greater depth. So at the end of the day, the Rebbe is telling us that we will still study Nigla. However, that's not going to be the main limud. The main study will be primis Torah, the inner dimension of Torah. Now there's another interesting thing, another interesting point. Al-Tareba mentioned the fact that once we study Torah, so when Mashiach will come, so we won't forget it. So in Hilchis Talmud Torah, in Perek Beis, in Halacha Yud, chapter 2, the 10th Halacha, the Al-Tareba talks about, so in general, in Hilchis Talmud Torah, the Al-Tareba gives different study regimens for different people, and depending on how much time they have, and depending on how well their memory is, how they should study. So he talks about someone who only has enough time to study and review the halachis, which are practically relevant. So what should he do in the rest of his time? So he says, in the rest of your time, he said you should have a time where you just learn through the entire Torah. Learn through everything. Learn through the Talmud Bavli, Yerushalmi, everything. All the midrashim, learn through it once. Then he says, and try to finish everything during your lifetime. Then he says over here in the middle of the period, he says, "V'amshi yishkach hakol." Now, seemingly you'll forget everything. So what's the point? Hare la'osid lo v'yaskiru kol limudi sheshachach machmas ansoi. Says, in the time to come when Mashiach will come, says that they will remind the person on everything that he forgot because he wasn't able to he wasn't able to review it properly, not to forget. And he says later, and that's what we say, he says that whatever Torah you learn, he says, says the Torah that you learn is elevated to the Kisei HaKavod, to the throne of glory. And this is what we say, that there is no forgetfulness before your throne of glory. Which means, it says that our Torah, when we study Torah, it reaches a level which is beyond forgetfulness. It's always, so to say, it's there, it's preserved, and when Mashiach will come, we'll be reminded. It says, Shikha comes from Klipa. It says, Klipa only is able to, so to say, receive its nurture only from the Kisei HaKavod and lower. But beyond the Kisei HaKavod over there, the Klipa, which causes forgetfulness, is not able to reach. And therefore, anything that a person ever learned is preserved. So over here, I have another interesting thing, that besides for the fact that once Mashiach comes, we won't forget anything, but anything that we learned before Mashiach will come, will be reminded of, and when Mashiach comes. Okay, so that's one point over here. That what are we going to study? Is we're going to study Primius HaTorah when Mashiach comes, and even Nigla that we're going to study, we're not going to forget. Now in Likutei Torah over here in Tzav, and it's the Maimon Vehinif Yodei El Hanorah that begins. It's by Kriyas Yamsuf over there. The Al-Tareba gets into another point. Talks about how we are going to study Primus HaTorah. He talks about the question. We say that Mashiach himself, Malach HaMashiach, is going to teach everyone Primus HaTorah. Now how there's going to be millions of Jews which are all going to be here and all going to want to be taught by Mashiach himself. Pnimiyas HaTorah. So how is Mashiach going to do that? How is he going to be able to teach millions of people all at once? So that's the question he talks about. So he says over here, so first of all, he points out, as we mentioned before, that obviously Mashiach says, what is Mashiach going to teach us? Going to teach us Pnimiyas HaTorah, the deeper reasons, the deeper and deeper dimension. And obviously, there's no point of him teaching, again, the like he says, Nigla de Torah, because why does Moshe Rabbeinu need to learn Nigla de Torah from Mashiach? Well, Moshe Rabbeinu, he received the Torah from Hashem himself. So you see at the bottom of the page here, he says, Elo ha'inyan, the concept is, Ki azi ha'limud b'primiyas ha'Torah, sha'arucha me'aretz mida. We're going to study the deeper dimension of Torah that has no end. V'yesh ba'aliyesh rabbois, Lane Kate Vatachlas, and there's no end to the elevation of Pnimiyas HaTorah. And he says like this. So we say when Mashiach will come, says in the, we say in the Haftorah of Achman Shel Pesach, the prophet says that Veheinif Yoda al Hanohar, that Hashem will wave his hand over the river and he will split it into seven channels. Similar to Kriyas Yamsef, right? Similar to the splitting of the sea after they left Egypt, after they left Mitzrayim, on their way to receive the Torah, on the way to Matan Torah. So he says, he explains over here that Kriyas Yamsef, the splitting of the sea, was actually a preparation for Matan Torah, for the giving of the Torah. And he said the concept is because the sea represents the concept of speech. And Hashem creates the world through speech. But just like when a person speaks, through a person's speech, it doesn't reveal his everything that he's thinking. So too, when Hashem creates the world, there's a certain element of concealment that's involved. Hashem's speech doesn't reveal the deepest aspects of godliness. So what is Matan Torah? Matan Torah is a revelation of the higher aspect of godliness. So what needs to happen before Matan Torah is the sea, which is the speech, has to be split. It has to be torn open. We have to reveal, so to say, the hidden dimension of godliness. So a similar thing, he says, that's going to be when Mashiach comes. The concept of splitting the river is a preparation for the revelation of Torah through Mashiach. But similar to Kriyas Yamsof, so similar to the splitting of the sea. However, it's going to be on a much higher level. So he explains what is the concept of splitting the river as opposed to the sea. He says, "Ach, hine k'moshe k'deli es kabbalas haTorah b'hayom la'soisim ha'yitzorot li'es t'chila kriyas yamsuf." So he says that just like in order to receive the Torah, first there had to be the splitting of the sea. Kach k'deli es his galus p'nimis haTorah la'asid lava, in order to reveal the inner dimension of Torah when Mashiach comes. So li'es v'heinav yadei al hanor. Hashem has to wave his hand over the river and he has to split the river. Which river? It is Vahu Nahar Pras. Says this is the Euphrates River. And he goes on to explain. And this is what it says. I'm just skipping a couple lines. It says this is the Noho Yotze Me Eden. This is the river that is coming from Eden, that is coming from Eden. Vahu, what is it? So what is the concept of the river? What's this river that's coming from Eden? So Kabbalah and Chassidus explain Eden comes from the word Idun. Idun means pleasure, right? Tainuk, which refers to the level of Chachma, which is the source of all wisdom. What is the river? The river is Bina. Bina is understanding. What's the concept of Bina as opposed to Chachma? So Chachma is the core of the idea. The core of the idea. That's the concept of Chachma. Bina is the expansion. That's when you take that idea and you explain all the details, and you bring it down, and so on and so forth. So it's like a river. So it starts off as just one point. It starts off, so to say, as like a spring. That's the Chachma. And Bina is the river. So Eden is Chachma. Eden is the source. It's the source of pleasure, just like when a person understands something well and he gets to the core of the idea, so he enjoys it. So that's the concept of Chachma. The No Yotze Me Eden, the river that's coming from Eden, that's Bina, which is coming from Chachma. So he says, so this is the concept also of thought that's beyond speech. That's another reason why it's called the river. Right? It's the thought. It never stops. It's constant. That's why it's called the river. It flows constantly. So that's the river. The ocean. That's the concept of speech. It's something that's static. It doesn't move. It's a concept of speech. This is the concept of the river which is coming from Eden. This is the concept of thought which is constantly coming from the source of wisdom from Eden. So seemingly, the river, it's a very high level. It's even higher than the Yam. It's even higher than the sea. So why would we need to split the machshava? Why would we need to, so to say, tear away machshava and reach, so to say, a higher level? What could be higher than that? So he says, "V'hinei ha-machshava gamkin b'chinas oisiyas." Even thought is also only words. "V'im gamkin rak b'chinas levush la'atzam ha-chachma." It's only like, it's like a garment that conceals the essence, the core of wisdom. "K'may hadibur," it's similar to speech in the sense that it conceals the essence of the idea. It's only that thought is a deeper garment. But it's still a garment. But it's still a levush. It's only a garment. It still conceals the essence of wisdom. Similar to the way we said by speech. It's only that thought doesn't conceal the idea as much as speech does. In other words, even when you're thinking about an idea and you're understanding an idea, you still haven't touched the core, the essence of the idea, the essence of the thing itself. So he says, just skipping down a couple lines, so what does it mean? So now we understand, what's the concept of when Mashiach will come, Hashem will wave his hand over the river. There'll be a revelation of the essence of Eden. That means the essence of the godly wisdom, the essence of Torah. Unlike the way the Torah is revealed now, through the river, through words, through understanding, through thought. Right? Words, by definition, they garb, they conceal, and therefore you're not able to grasp the essence of the idea. And that's why I say at the end of Parakei of Brachas, Sha'al Eden Namur Ayin Leirasa, that concerning Eden we say that no eye has ever seen it. V'shem Atemu Hu Gan Hu Eden. Now maybe you'll say that Gan and Eden is one and the same. It says the river proceeds out of Eden to water the garden. In other words, the river that proceeds out of Eden is not Eden itself. It's the external aspect, it's not the essence. V'hainu mishum she'ein ha'amshachar b'gan Eden rak b'amtso sa'oisiyas b'chinas nor hanal. Sha'oisiyas he'im alimim. It's because the only way that the godly revelation comes is through words, and words conceal. Therefore, the revelation, it's only a ray, it's not the essence. However, through this, that Hashem will split the river, He'll reveal what's going to happen. Just will reveal Eden itself. So how do we touch the essence? If you want to reach the essence of Torah, if you want to really comprehend the essence of Torah, you can't get it through understanding. You can't get it through your thought. Because thought, by definition, is a concealment. It's words. Words conceal. The only way to touch the essence is through seeing it yourself. It's like, for example, if someone never saw a car. So someone can come here and he can explain to you what a car looks like. So what is he going to tell you? He's going to tell you the size of the car. He's going to tell you what the car does. He's going to tell you the color of the car. He's going to tell you what the car feels like. He's going to tell you all the different details about the car. And you're going to have a good idea of what a car is, right? But at the end of the day, you still have not seen the car, and therefore you don't really know exactly what a car is. So the same thing is with Torah. Nowadays, we're only able to grasp the external part of the Torah. That's because nowadays, the way we understand Torah is through Shmia, through hearing, through understanding, through thinking. Through Bina, right? Shmia, Nohor, the river, that's what we're calling it. What's going to happen when Mashiach will come, Hashem is going to split the river. He's going to take the river away, and we're going to be able to see, literally, see the essence of the Torah. That's what we're saying over here. That's what it means, Arenu Neflois, Arenu Daika. He'll show it to us. Bevchinas Re'iya Mamash. Shalomayim Bevchinas Shmiya V'Havana Sho'al Yidei Oisiyas. We're not going to understand it and hear the Torah through words. That's why we say that hearing is not seeing. The inyan ru'iyazu bevchinas chachma atzma mame. Oh, so now he's going to say it like this. So now, just to bring out this idea, it says like this. The inyan ru'iyazu bevchinas chachma atzma mame. This concept of seeing something that you see the essence of the chachma itself. Yuvan al derech mashakotzeh b'pi Yitzchayim shakriyash mashalamid perek alav gabi ha'arizal. So, I'll say what it says over here. It says, the Arizal, he had a nap Shabbos afternoon, and he heard in the Yeshiva Shel Maila, he heard in the Heavenly Academy, a whole explanation about Parshas Balak and Bilam. Unbelievable things. And the Arizal said it would take him 80 years straight to explain what he saw. 80 years straight. Now, seemingly, how is that possible? How would Arizal, he went to sleep for a couple hours Shabbos afternoon, how is it possible that he was able to grasp and comprehend something that would take him 80 years straight to explain? How is that possible? The answer is that it wasn't explained to him. He saw it. He saw the explanation. He saw the essence of the idea. And in order to bring it down into words, it would take him 80 years to explain. So in other words, the difference between when you see something and understand something, we could break it down, there's two points. One difference is that when you see something, so you see the essence. When you hear something, it's only the external, you hear about the idea, but you don't get the essence. Anything that you understand through your mind, you don't know the essence. You understand things about the idea, but you don't grasp the essence. You don't see the essence. Another difference is how long it takes to process. When you see something, it takes a second, right? You see it, you got it, right? No explanation needed. When you hear something, it takes time. So these two differences, whether you touch the essence, or whether it's only the externality, or whether it takes time, whether it's immediate, these two differences are dependent on each other. When you see something, since you see the essence of the thing itself, since it's close to you, right? You see the essence of itself, it's close, therefore it only takes a second. There's no process over here. So, on the other hand, when you hear something, since you're far away, since you don't see the thing itself, therefore it takes time, and it's a whole process till you get it, and that's why it takes time and words and explanations till you get the idea. And so that's what we're saying, that similar to what the Arizal experienced, the same thing is going to be with Mashiach. That Mashiach, he is going to reveal Pnimius HaTorah, and he's going to teach everybody together. Millions of Jews are all going to be taught by Mashiach. Why? Because Mashiach is going to teach us the essence of Torah. And how do you teach the essence of Torah? Through visual learning. Okay, visual learning, that's what it's going to be. But a whole different level of visual learning. A whole different level of visual learning. And therefore, it's going to be possible, he says over here, for Mashiach to teach everybody all at the same time and the deepest secrets of Torah. So basically, to sum up, we have over here that couple points. So first of all, when Mashiach will come, the main, we see from the Alter Rebbe in Igeres HaKodesh, that the reason why the main preoccupation is going to be Pnimius HaTorah, the inner aspect of Torah, is because we won't have to learn Nigla in order to be mevarer the world, to elevate the world. Rather, the purpose of Torah will just be you reach higher levels of connecting to Hashem, or revealing godliness, or elevating ourselves in the world. And therefore, we're going to study Pnimius HaTorah. And then we have another concept of Alter Rebbe and Likutei Torah. which is that the way that Mashiach is going to teach us Pnimiyas HaTorah is going to be through visually. It's hard to understand now what exactly that's going to mean, because we don't grasp anything that way, right? The only things that we see visually are physical things. Anything that's spiritually, we don't see. But when Mashiach will come, the point is the world is going to be elevated, and therefore it's going to be possible for us to be shown spiritual things, to be shown the essence of Torah. And that's what Mashiach is going to do. And we should merit that it should happen immediately now. The Mashiach should teach Torah to the entire Jewish nation.